Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go, wherever you may be, all across the country with that free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, May 2nd, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Awville's here.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop, who will be turning 55 this weekend. Happy birthday.
Oh, that's right. You're a Star Wars guy. May the 4th.
How do you remember all this?
I remember it took me maybe 20 years that it's the day before Cinco de Mayo.
Got it.
And you start hearing, you know, a few days before Cinco de Mayo, the Cinco de Mayo buzz.
Sure. It starts building.
Yeah, you're right.
Yesterday when I was going to the break room, they had on Fox 5, which is always on one of the TVs, they had the crew out in front of Diablo's, which is at MGM National Harbor.
Yes, I know it well.
I was like, why are they there? Oh, Cinco de Mayo's coming up.
I almost
They're
going to
do a hit by a Mexican restaurant.
I came this close to throwing up in Diablo's Cantina this past October because I pre-gamed a little too hard with, of course, Rom, the world's worst influence. Mm. He brought super strong pumpkin beers to hang out with before we went to eat, and he sadly he peer pressured me into drinking the third beer when I was like, dude, these are 10% alcohol, these are gonna hit us like a hammer, you don't understand. So of course we each drank the third beer, and
you were done ski,
and then I ordered a marg when I sat down at Diablo's, and then I was like, I think I'm gonna throw up. I was this close, but luckily I gathered myself, drank some water, hydrated myself.
Went to the hotel room.
No. Then I drank the margarita, and then I went and played in the Cakes Classic.
Oh, that was pro.
Yeah, it was pregame.
You probably didn't fare too well feeling that bad.
I'm sure I didn't cash.
Yeah.
I'm sure I didn't. Probably got knocked out in the first three or four rounds.
Let me ask you something about hydrating. I've been super dehydrated at times, and I have found that water and all these electrolyte drinks and all that, they don't do it. They don't help me. They don't help me.
Water.
It usually happens because I'm outside, walking, playing golf for 4 or 5 hours, hit the sauna, you know, and then I'm just not able to replenish enough.
Mm-hmm.
And my body will cramp up.
Yeah.
But you know what did help?
I don't.
And I guess this makes sense. I mean, literally had 3 electrolyte bottles, did nothing, just a banana.
Really? Potassium hooked you?
Is that what it is? My wife suggested
it. I don't know.
And then all of a sudden it worked.
That probably worked.
I stopped cramping up.
That's good.
Like I would cramp up all over my body.
Yeah.
Calves, hamstrings, hands. I'm sitting at dinner and it's like I'm spazzing out, like I'm having some sort of epileptic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just my body locking up. It's cramping up.
Sure.
And none of the electrolytes, water, didn't do it. The banana saved me.
You're a banana guy.
I hate bananas.
Not a big fan of bananas.
I don't like bananas. I know Jason's a banana guy.
I try and eat them every day.
But I might be a new banana guy.
That dovetails into my theory that outside of pineapple, almost all tropical fruits, almost all, are vastly overrated. Pineapple's amazing.
Pineapple's great for you, too.
Mango, get out of here. Papaya, trash. Banana, vastly overrated.
Well, you know,
tell you, tropical fruits, I'm not the biggest fan. I know it's a weird thing.
I like fruit.
I like fruit too.
How about a good kiwi?
Kiwi not considered a tropical fruit.
It's pretty not.
I don't think so.
I don't know what the difference. He's making a distinction between a tropical fruit.
About fruits, like if you go down to the Caribbean, that part of the world where they're prevalent, like Costa Rica, like a few places I've actually been on the globe.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, my experience is pineapple, amazing. That's a one seed. All the others, shoot them right into the
sun.
All right,
let me give you I'm glad you brought up kiwi. I just, you know, I've been lately been getting a lot of stuff on my feeds about how great kiwi is to help your sleeping.
Oh, really?
Supposedly, if you take two, you know how I'm an olive oil guy now, so I try to get a spoon of olive oil after every meal. Two kiwi before you go to bed, supposed to hook you. Doesn't raise your glycemic index or whatever, doesn't raise your sugars.
Okay.
And there's something in there that has a precursor to melatonin.
Ah.
It's supposed to help you go to sleep faster. And longer.
So you take the kiwi and the melatonin?
I suppose you could do that. I haven't done it yet. My wife and I have been discussing it because we've been passing along these little reels, you know, where these doctors say, hey, do this, do
this. The only issue with kiwi, unless it's pre-prepared, it's a pain in the ass to, like, peel it. And just, it's just,
yeah.
There's a lot of work that goes into a kiwi.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if it's cut up in a bowl already for you.
No, there's some labor intensive stuff to it, or you could just bite into it and spit out the skin. You know what I mean? Like not bite into it like an apple.
Yeah,
but just like cut it in half, cut it in quarters, maybe eat it like an orange.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Never
tried that.
Will the bishops be having a birthday cake on Sunday? Like, what do you do?
No, I don't. We won't do anything.
You won't do anything.
No, I mean it's a Sunday. I mean,
no birthday. Maybe
you'll have a cake.
Maybe your daughters come home and you do cake.
No, Well, there's no way my younger daughter's coming. She's got graduation and finals, and she's not coming home from tech. My oldest daughter, I just dropped her off at the airport at 4:30.
Where's she heading?
She's going to Nashville.
Smashville?
To hang out with her friends down there for the weekend.
Very good.
I don't care about my birthday. And honestly, I don't care about my birthday.
Yeah.
Birthday is now, and when you get in your 50s, you just
want
to forget about
it. Yeah, but you want to keep having them. That's the revelation that I have.
But I don't need a cake. I don't need a birthday cake.
Cakes are pretty good. A cake, yeah, like you don't eat it all the time, but every once in a while for celebrations.
Don't need one.
Pretty good.
Sunday's just going to be a regular day. And the weather's supposed to be poopy.
Will the wife get you a gift?
Nah. I'll tell her.
A card?
Maybe a card.
Because that's really getting down to the bottom of the barrel.
I don't really care.
No cake?
No, I don't really care about it.
I care. I like to feel a little bit special on my birthday.
Just be acknowledged for a moment. He doesn't even like to be acknowledged for one moment.
At least go out to dinner.
But I think
that's a bare minimum.
I think I speak for everybody on this. Having happy birthday sung to you, especially as an adult, is probably the most cringeworthy 40 to 45 seconds of your entire year. That's just my opinion. Because you feel weird. You're the center of attention. You don't really want to be. People are singing off pitch. It's awkward.
Most people can't sing. That is true.
I mean, it's just, it sucks.
Yeah, but I don't mind the sentiment.
Happy birthday.
I don't mind the sentiment.
The sentiment is fine.
Kate's usually a traditionalist.
I am, but that tradition is one I'd be fine with.
You just don't like it?
Just bring the cake out, light the candle.
And just say happy birthday.
Blow it out.
You don't have to sing
happy birthday. Let's skip the whole singing charade.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I'm not really
looking. Maybe that's just me being a Grinch. I don't know.
I'm with you. I don't need that. I don't need the cake. I don't need a card. I don't need gifts. I don't need it.
I'll take all the other stuff.
I do. I like all the other stuff. I like a little pomp and circumstance around your boy.
If work wants to give me the day off when it's my birthday, I'll take that.
Wow. Sure.
But, you know, it's just a regular Sunday.
I mean, they are giving you the day off. It's
Sunday. Yeah, right.
You won't go to Starbucks and get hooked with a free drink for your birthday?
No.
I mean, you could do that.
No.
I mean,
you're drink coffee.
You're a miser. You would love that.
I'm a miser.
Why don't you go to Pupatella?
Maybe I will.
Go to Pupatella. That'd be perfect. You get a free dinner.
I've been going there a lot lately.
I bet you have.
Taking advantage.
I took advantage of the VIP card.
I had a run where I was going a lot. I need to get back into it. I haven't been in a few weeks.
Get it back in the rotation.
Yeah.
I was actually... Last night was my wife's birthday. My wife's birthday is May 1st. We went out to dinner, and I was sitting at my daughter came with us. We were sitting at the bar, and there was.
Did you go to your usual Thursday spot?
No, we went to a different spot, one of our Italian favorites over there in Ashburn. Anyway, so there was a big brother sitting right kind of right next to us.
Okay.
We're supposed to guess.
Sitting by himself.
What Redskin is it?
Yeah, what commander was sitting near you?
And I said, that's definitely a commander.
Okay.
But I couldn't recognize him.
All right.
So then I looked through the roster, and I just couldn't recognize him. So I just asked the bartender, say, what's the guy's name right there? And she said, I don't know. And then he paid, and then she looked at the credit card and statement, and then she told me, Jalen Holmes.
Mm. I don't have a big file.
Jalen Holmes, yeah. Big defensive tackle, went to Ohio State, I believe. I think he was with the Commanders just last year.
He dressed for a few games, I think. Yeah. He was active. Mm. I don't think he was active like every week.
Yeah, I mean, like he's a third string guy.
Yeah. Just a guy battling to make the roster.
Yeah, just a big dude. He's played for the Vikings, the Jets. I don't know. He's been in the league
for 7 years.
Yeah. But anyway, he was a nice guy. Mm-hmm. Nice dude. Talking to everybody. But I knew he was a player. I just couldn't recognize
him. The players tend to stand out, right? Because they're just so markedly bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Or they're markedly more in shape. Even when you saw Luvu at the Caps game and he's wearing kind of that like see-through shirt,
mm-hmm.
and you just could see just how ripped he is.
Well, mm-hmm. Holmes is listed as 6'5", 283.
Yeah, he was.
So, yeah, I mean, just a big, strikes an imposing figure when he walks in.
Yeah.
And he was crushing some ravioli.
Well, ravioli is good.
Oh, it was.
It's delicious.
I don't eat enough ravioli. I really like ravioli.
Did you go to the spot that you sent me to recently?
No, I did not.
Different spot.
Was he eating ravioli stuffed with cheese or meat?
I think there was some meat with like a vodka sauce.
So good.
No cheese?
So delicious.
Isn't all ravioli stuffed with cheese?
It can be stuffed with meat, too.
I'm sure it had some cheese and meat.
Or it could be stuffed with like cheese and like
spinach. I don't know exactly what was in his ravioli.
You weren't that invasive.
I just know it looked like ravioli.
I'm not like Scotty Scheffler. I don't make my own ravioli or whatever. I just go to the grocery store and
they've already made it.
It's at an end cap where the freezer air. And I always
exactly what you're talking about.
And I always just get the four cheese ravioli.
Sounds mm-hmm. great.
Yeah. It's weird to me that you like that because you're a cheese weirdo.
It's just a different type of cheese.
You're okay with that.
I'm telling you, my real kryptonite is hard block cheese or slices of cheese.
Oh, I bet.
But if you have like
five of those yesterday.
If you have grated parm, I'm going to put it all over my pasta.
All right. Good.
I just am. All right. It's just what I do.
He's got quirks.
Yeah.
Got
cakes quirks. Is quirks.
If you got nacho cheese, I'm gonna finish my chips.
Right.
And then I've documented this before.
Lick your fingers.
I'm going to stick my fingers in there. And it's gross. And then I'm out. Pop them in my mouth.
Well, this is what I did yesterday.
Lick the cheese off.
I tweeted this yesterday. I had the end of the Wavy Lays bag, and I liked them so much.
Yeah.
I poured them into a bowl. I knew I had some hell of a good French onion dip. I put a dollop, a large mm-hmm. dollop of it.
It's amazing.
And took a spoon, because I didn't want to use my fingers.
Yeah.
Because I know where my fingers have been.
Sure.
And then I just was eating it like ice cream.
One of the greatest tips I've ever gotten, snack food-wise, is from our former producer and still friend, Brett Oliverio. He said, if you get to the bottom of a chip bag,
right.
you stick your finger, you wet your finger, and you get in the corner, and you get the crumbs, and then you put it in your mouth. I mean, it's just genius. Yeah. I still use it to this day.
I feel like I came up with a
sage
new concoction.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. That's the number for the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Going to talk some NBA today. Sean Devaney joins us. The Knicks win on a Jalen Brunson jumper, 116-113 over the Pistons. So they advance to play the Celtics in the second round. We'll talk to Sean about that and the rest of the NBA. Kevin McCarthy on the movies at 9:40. But next, the mayor called into Grant and Danny. Some interesting situations here about the parking. Will it be worth it for RFK given the parking situation? We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.